On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Good friend, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. What tales do you have for us from the City of Angels today, sir? If that's where you are.
Well, it's raining again.
Again?
I am there. Yep. I've seen more rain in LA in the last month than I've seen in the previous 3.5 years that I've lived here.
Wow.
It's been quite nutty. But there's a big, massive film opening today in New Zealand that I really, really dig. That is getting kind of a mixed reception. Some people aren't into it. Some people are into it. It's called Alita: Battle Angel.
Okay.
Produced by James Cameron, directed by Robert Rodriguez, adapted from a Japanese manga. James Cameron's been threatening to make this film for a long time. It's a kind of a cyberpunk, futuristic, action, sci-fi, insanity.
One thing about James Cameron, he does what he says he's going to do eventually, doesn't he?
Yeah, he gets around to stuff. Avatar sat around for a while as a scriptman before it happened.
I wonder about when he went down to...
catches up to his ambitions.
Popped down the Kermadec Trench or something, didn't he, as well? Did a bit of that.
Yeah, it went down to the Mount Marianas, wasn't it?
Mariana Trench.
Yeah. But Battle Angel Alita, as it was originally called, now it's called Alita Battle Angel. It's a ridiculous film with many ridiculous things in it, and not least of which is the main character. Yeah, the main character, they've rendered her with these giant anime eyes, which looks kind of nuts.
But, I'm not down with those eyes.
Well, the live-action version, people kind of freaked out when the trailer came out. I think the digital effects here are good. I could feel the actress's performance underneath these eyes. I thought it kind of worked. It's kind of odd, but if you're willing to kind of go with it, I thought it worked. Like most James Cameron films, the metaphors and emotional arcs are very overt and expressed and on the nose, but... Again, it just kind of worked for me. Amazing action in this. You know, there's this long tradition of violent future sports and sci-fi films.
Yes.
And this has one called Motorball.
Motorball.
That is kind of the most amazing thing ever achieved in this area. I thought it was amazing to look at. The film feels
as a young man, I was always a fan of such things, of such sort of, like, even, you know, like even motorbikes with spiked wheels. You know?
Yeah, and the idea was always cooler than the execution. You'd see some cool picture on the video cover and be like, wow, this is going to have some insane future sport. And then it'd just be a couple of guys in a tiny little circle. But the future sport in Alita is pretty spectacular. The main criticism I would have of the film would be that it kind of doesn't really have an ending. It just kind of stops at one point. And it feels like it's just kind of gearing up. But
for a sequel? Do you think,
Alita,
or not?
Well, sequels on the table for every single film that exists. So it depends on how well this film does. I don't think they necessarily held anything back for the sequel. It's just a case of the it doesn't feel completely resolved.
How manga does it get? Because manga is pretty full on. Manga can get get pretty wide, man. Can spread pretty wide to the extremes.
It's the closest thing I've ever seen to a live action anime. So I think it fulfills those aesthetic intentions. If that's what it was trying to be, I think it definitely does that. It's not going to be for everyone. And if you sort of find yourself scoffing at sci-fi ridiculousness quite easily, you'll find a lot to scoff at here. It's truly a kind of a nutty film, but again, I dug it. Also out this week is What Men Want, which is the gender flip remake of What Women Want, starring Taraji P. Henson. And also Happy Death Day to You, which is a sequel to the surprise horror hit Happy Death Day, which is the Groundhog Day-style horror film, which a woman gets murdered over and over again. She kind of has to solve it. I really enjoyed the first Happy Death Day. It was a nifty little horror film that was kind of a surprise hit. And I'm interested to see how they try and get another run out of it, because the concept would seem to
have been played out.
Such exploration, yeah. But but they've done one and it's getting good reviews, so excited to see that.
When are the Oscars?
What about the Oscars?
When are the Oscars?
When are the Oscars? February 22nd, I believe.
Do you get involved in any of that hubbub?
I'll probably.
That's next week. You know?
I'm not going this year. There's a lot of discussion at the moment around shunting certain categories to the ad breaks, which this year for the first time they've done that includes editing and cinematography. Two of the
that's
key.
That's not cool. That's not cool at all.
They're gonna air edited down. Versions of those ceremonies. They've come up with a statement saying they're only editing out the walks to the stage and that they're going to show the entire speech, which I guess is good, but there's been a real outcry because, you know, editing and cinematography, they kind of
strike the core of filmmaking
in a lot of ways.
You don't want to edit the winner of the editor of the year or whatever they call it, the Oscar for editing, you don't want to have him edited or her edited.
No, you do not. And it's the idea is that next year it'll be different categories, but starting with these major ones seems a bit weird. I mean, I wonder if there'd be as much of an outcry if documentary short subject was shunted into the ad breaks. But the point is they're going to show them. They're just not going to show them live. It doesn't. I mean, I think they should. Any issues around the length of the ceremony, this is not the way to solve it. You got to kind of, to maintain the idea that the Academy is recognizing the art form, you kind of got to treat everyone on an even keel and just ignore the fact that people are watching to see the famous people. I mean, they just need to maintain the pretense that the art creativity is what matters, not the celebrity. But they seem to be acknowledging that pretense, so...
Seems to me like you've got you know exactly what those awards are about, my friend, and it's a good indication of just how purely film you are.
Yes, I am comprised of film. I am 99% celluloid.
That's right. All right, well, have a lovely week, Fabian Fanboy, you're going to go to some parties though, aren't you? Surely, because around the Oscars, don't go to the actual thing. But,
you know. Oh yeah, I'll be at the Vanity Fair Oscar party. I'll be the one dancing on the table.
Lampshade on your head.
Yeah.
Rocking it. Lovely.
Hey, one thing.
Do you want us to send the Mr. B costume over for you?
That'd be great. Hey, I went and saw Rose Mattafeo perform last night.
Oh, did you? Well, cool.
In Los Angeles, and it was really cool. It was a packed house.
Great.
There was it was just great seeing her. She obviously won the Edinburgh Prize, and just seeing her kick ass in LA was a huge treat. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Was it? How'd you find out about that? Just through friends over here, and then they told you, or did you all through just press over there? Or
I used to work with Rose, so I know her, so I was aware of it through her social media channels. But it was a really good turnout. Looked like pretty much like a sellout.
Cool.
And the American crowd lapped her up,
as they seem to do with all of the great New Zealand talent. Good stuff. All right. Thank you, Fabian.
Yes, indeed.
Have a wonderful week, my good friend. Bye-bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.